The new home for the Oakland A's. KTRB, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. Talk radio for the Bay.
Now back to Right Off the Bat with Marty Lurie.
Back with our inside look at baseball, a beautiful Sunday morning here in the Cactus League. Barry Bloom joins us, MLB.com. Barry, news about A-Rod this morning. The saga continues.
Yeah, but I think now you look at the impact of what it's going to do to the Yankees over the next couple of months, that they're not going to have one of the top players in the game playing third base and in the lineup until May.
So A-Rod opts for surgery. He's going to be out till mid-May, then maybe further surgery after the season.
I guess the hip is probably as problematic as they're saying, and they're trying to do a stopgap measure here to do enough surgery so that he can get back on the field at least for part of the season, and then do the rest of the surgery in the offseason to get him ready for 2010.
Boy, another day in the life of Alex Rodriguez. Barry Bloom joins us. You've been covering the A's for the last few days. Maybe some of your impressions of the Athletics.
Well, yeah, I kind of, I think they're sort of forming into shape here. You know, as you know, it's really hard to tell in spring training how any team really is going to develop. The fact is that there's some veteran presence here now that they didn't have last year. You know, with Chavez coming back and Ellis coming back off surgery, you had Giambi, you had Orlando Cabrera, Nomar Garciaparra as a backup in the infield. These are all things they didn't have. You have the question of what are they going to do with Bobby Crosby over the long term? Do they use him as a backup infielder? Do they move him to second base? Do they trade him? You know, I think that's something that'll materialize over the course of the year. But I think the big question to me is, you know, how's this pitching going to stand up? Because over the course of the Billy Bean era, especially here, and even the great A's era, is the hallmark of their team, no matter what kind of hitting they had, they always had great starting pitching. And, you know, and that's a real big question mark, I think, right now.
Barry Bloom is with us on this Sunday morning. A's baseball coming up. The Indians and the A's today. We're going to see Kirk Sarlos, the former Athletic, pitching today. Brett Anderson scheduled to go for the A's, one of the young pitchers that Barry Bloom refers to. Well, you leave the Valley of the Sun this week. You get to cover the WBC. Excited?
Yeah, I'm always excited. I think it's a great tournament. For those who watched the way the USA-Canada game ended yesterday with Canada having the tying run on base and already knocking in the fifth run of the inning. The U.S. wins 6-5. Jason Bay flying out. I mean, these games are really very emotional, and they're very close games. 55,000 people in the Tokyo Dome to see China lose to Japan in the first game of the whole tournament, and that was only 4-0. You know, China came in and won a game this year, so you see them improving. The Netherlands beat the Dominican Republic. So baseball, over the course of a 3-4 year period, is really starting to improve around the world, which I think is really the essence of this tournament.
Boy, nice to have Barry with us. All right, baseball coming up. We'll be back with more. Barry, thanks so much.
It's always great to be with you, Marty.
All right, that is Barry Bloom. We'll be back with more right after these messages.